Open Windows, April the 12th. The Government of the Holy Spirit. When he was pleased to reveal his Son in me, I did not immediately consult with anyone. I do not know what the apostles might have said if Paul had gone to see them, but seeing that they had not had the revelation that he had had, and they had not had the call that he had, theirs was not the apostleship to the Gentiles. They might have counselled moderation and cautiousness. They might have told Paul to consider whether he had been deceived or misled, because nothing like this had happened before. Now, while fellowship is always a good thing, and experience should always be used as far as available, when it is a matter of the Lord speaking to our hearts, and making it perfectly clear what his way is for us, we must be very careful that we do not submit to the influences that would in any way limit our response and interfere with our obedience. There must be a detachment from all rule that would injure a heavenly revelation. If others are really under the government of the Spirit, they will help. But we must be careful that consultation with flesh is not made in the presence of a heavenly vision. We may consult with tradition and ask what the common acceptance is. Common acceptance will hold you back. The Lord is against mere freelancers in every way. His order is fellowship in the body. Nevertheless, if we submit to any kind of natural influence concerning what the Lord has been saying to us, and take counsel or get our direction from governing elements of man or things, we shall come under arrest and probably be disobedient to the heavenly vision. We know of lives that have been marred this way. If there is fellowship in the things of the Lord, let us use it. But let us be quite sure that we do not take things outside and submit them to those influences which are not in the light, not in the life, not in the good of heavenly things, and take our direction from something less than that which is wholly under the government of the Holy Spirit.